Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Yeah, I got a new pair of shoes last week.
Oh, surprise me.
It was on Sunday, actually. A new pair of Air Jordans.
Oh, surprise me.
They were actually pretty cheap.
What's your definition of cheap?
For Air Jordans.
Because the shoes I'm wearing were $8.
Look, they were less than $1,000.
Yeah. More than $500.
No. They were less than $200, in fact.
I think the most expensive pair of shoes I've ever bought was like runners. No, actually, yeah, they were a pair of runners and they were $200 because I was getting ankle problems from not running in proper shoes. And that is the only reason I bought them and spent that much money.
I don't think I've ever spent over $200 on a pair of shoes.
Liza Minnelli over there.
100% honest, I am very savvy when it comes to shoes. I will buy last season's Air Jordans just because they're cheaper and because most people can't even tell what season we're in anyway. No, I don't think I've ever spent, hand on my heart, no more than $200 on a pair of shoes ever.
$199.95 you've spent.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, I got a new pair of Air Jordans and I obviously Protect sprayed them straight away, put the crepe stuff on them.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't, you know, it's rain and stain protection.
How many days in a row would you wear a pair of shoes?
What do you mean?
Like the same pair?
Seven. Oh.
No, as in like, if you get a new pair of shoes, like would you wear them like 2 days in a row or is it like you wear a different pair of shoes every day?
When I get a new pair of shoes, I'll wear them for like a good week straight.
Oh, okay.
To break them in and because they're new and I like new shoes. But I end up doing, and I've done it all week this week, something called the new shoe walk where you don't want to scuff your shoes. You don't want any risk at all of getting little black marks or anything on your shoes or anyone stepping on your new shoes or anything.
You have a very different definition of my new shoe walk because when you're a girl and you get new high heels, the new shoe walk is this hurts so much on my feet because I haven't broken these heels in and I'm getting blisters on my feet.
Or it's the baby giraffe walk, the old wobbly legs.
Girls, heel first. That's the one tip. Heel, toe. That's how you walk in heels.
So I was doing, we went shopping last night and that is just a recipe for disaster when it comes to new shoes.
So many things that could happen.
First of all, the trolley. Because they got little black wheels on them and the rubber from the wheels comes off on your white sneakers.
Yeah.
And it did.
Oh, dear.
I felt my toe just slightly graze the shopping trolley cart and I was like, no, that's it. I'm going home. But then we got out to the car and the car is like a shopping trolley but bigger. It's got four huge big rubber black tyres on it. And so you end up having to do this wide berth around the car, like tiptoeing around the car so you don't scuff your shoe against the tyre.
I don't think I've ever scuffed my shoe against a tyre.
Are you serious? I'm sure you have. You just haven't noticed. That's why
I don't care.
That's how you get the black marks on your white sneakers.
I have spray paint on my white sneakers. I have a nice drop of black spray paint. I don't care.
That upsets me quite badly.